إن الحمد لله. Verily all praise is due to Allah. نحمده, we praise Him. ونستعينه, and we beg Him for assistance. ونستغفره, we beg Him to forgive us. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا, and we seek refuge with Allah from the evils of our own selves. ومن سيئات أعمالنا, and from the bad consequences of our deeds. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Whoever Allah leaves to stray cannot be guided. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. I testify openly that none has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. وحده لا شريك له. He's alone in that right. No partner does he have. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I testify openly that Muhammad was his servant and final messenger. أَمَّا بَعَدْ أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Dear believers, sometimes when Islam is so simple and direct and easy to follow, we overcomplicate matters. We make things too difficult upon ourselves. We have some very clear orders from Allah Ta'ala and guidance from Allah Ta'ala that is surprisingly neglected by so many who aspire to be followers of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as it relates to taking him as the complete role model and the imam of guidance and the source of legislation and the one that all Muslims are required to turn back to for judgment. And the one, his ruling, his judgment, his hadith is that which is correct. His position and his teachings are correct in every case of dispute. And that is where every Muslim returns back to with any dispute. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ say, O Muhammad, O people, O mankind, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is the one who owns the dominion of all the heavens and the earth. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ. There's no one who deserves worship in right other than Him. He brings life and He causes death. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So then believe in Allah and His Messenger, النبي الأمي, the unlettered prophet. الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته, the one who believes in Allah and His words. واتبعوه, and follow Him. لعلكم تهتدون, in hopes that you would be rightly guided. Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to follow the Messenger unconditionally, and in doing so, we will be rightly guided, because this is the instruction of our Lord Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And if we truly love Allah, then we'll pass the exam, we'll pass the test mentioned in Ayatul Imtihan, in the verse of the test. Test your iman, as Allah Ta'ala has said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He in turn will love you and He will forgive you for your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is all forgiving, ever merciful. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala calls on the believers, saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and all of those in authority amongst you. And the reality is that often we will differ and we will clash. And Allah Ta'ala instructs us, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. And if you fall out, if you differ amongst yourselves in any matter at all, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, then return that matter back to Allah and back to the Messenger. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If indeed you are true believers in Allah and in the last day. So we see that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala challenges our iman. And He asks us to bring our iman into question if we are not following His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. May Allah raise his rank and that of his family and grant them all peace. In fact, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala not only challenges us and asks us to think about our place as believers, but He swears by His own self, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when He said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. I swear by your Lord, they are not believers. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they shall not have iman. They will not be believers. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, until they make you the ultimate judge in all matters that they dispute over. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتِ. Then thereafter they find no difficulty in accepting the decision that you have made. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and they submit in full compliance. Verses from the Book of Allah are many, commanding us to single out the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the one to refer back to in all cases of dispute. Yet today we find people, for example, at this hour of Jumu'ah, when they're told the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in what is authentically established from him, he stopped his khutbah and he asked a man who came into the masjid and sat down without praying tahiyyatul masjid, without praying two rak'ats first, "Have you prayed?" The man said, "No." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered him to stand up and perform two brief rak'ats, authentically established from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet we're being tried. Some of our brothers will say, "But in my madhab, the opinion is that the khutbah has more right, and you should listen to the khutbah and not pray two rak'ats. In my madhab, where I grew up, or what my teacher taught me." We are taking individuals, imams, as great as they may be, we're placing them and their human opinions above the one whose speech was revelation itself, and he was protected from error. Ma'sumun min Allah, protected from error by Allah Rabbul Alameen. We take the opinion of people and we put it over the verdict of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the examples are many. And people say, "But my imam was a great imam and he knew the sunnah. My imam knew the teachings of Islam." So essentially, what have they done? They have made imams people not protected from error, as the one that you return to in all issues of dispute. Essentially, replacing the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with one of his followers. Subhanallah. And listen, people say, "Abu Hanifa said this. And in my madhab, I'm Hanafi. I come from the lands where Abu Hanifa's teachings are taught. And he was an imam of the sunnah. And he's one of the widely recognized four imams that the whole world of Muslims recognize. How dare you tell me that I have to leave his teachings? I tell you, you're not a Hanafi at all, because you're not upon the foundations of Abu Hanifa with this terrible speech of yours." Abu Hanifa, An-Nu'man ibn Thabit, Al-Kufi, rahimahullah ta'ala, the one who died in the year 150, he said, "Idha sah al-hadith fa huwa madhhabi." When the hadith is found to be authentic, that's my madhhab. This was mentioned by one of the great scholars of the Hanafi madhhab, Ibn Abidin, from the later generations, the 13th century, in his discussion of Hanafi fiqh, a widely respected scholar of the Hanafi madhhab, narrating this from the imam of the madhhab. When the hadith is authentic, it's my madhhab. And this scholar of the madhhab, Ibn Abidin, throughout his hashiya, in his Hanafi fiqh book, he discussed issues. And when there was a contradiction to the opinion of Abu Hanifa, he would quote this statement of Abu Hanifa, "Idha sah al-hadith fa huwa madhhabi." And he would contradict not only Abu Hanifa, But he would contradict Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Shayban and Abu Yusuf and the major scholars of the Hanafi madhab. He would contradict them and he would hold to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was not alone. This is how the scholars of Islam are. Also, he reported that al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala said, لا يحل لأحد أن يأخذ بقولنا ما لم يعلم من أين أخذناه. It's not permissible for anyone to take our statement until he knows from where we have got that statement, meaning what evidence we have used to build that argument. If you are a Hanafi, be upon these foundations, the statements of the Imam Abu Hanifa. Be a Hanafi in truth, and don't claim to be a Hanafi, but oppose your Imam in the foundations of his teachings. He said, حَرَامٌ عَلَى مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ دَلِيلِي أَنْ يُفْتِي بِكَلَامِ. It's haram, not permissible, for anyone who doesn't know my evidence, evidence is from the book and the sunnah, to give a fatwa based on my statement. Haram, not permissible. If you are a Hanafi, be upon the foundation of Abu Hanifa, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He said, rahmatullahi alayhi, فَإِنَّنَا بَشَرٌ نَقُولُ الْقَوْلَ الْيَوْمَ وَنَرْجِعُ عَنْهُ غَدًا. We are human beings. We hold a position today and we retract it the next day. These ulama, the likes of Abu Hanifa, they were real imams, followers of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They did not advise their followers to hold tenaciously to their opinions. They realized that the narrations of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they reach you and some of them don't reach you. No one man in this ummah, as great as his scholarship, has gathered everything from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if he did, he would not be able to understand it perfectly because there is no ma'asum. There is no one who's going to be 100% precise and accurate except someone protected from error by revelation. And those are the prophets and the messengers, and the last of them came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said, إِذَا قُلْتُ قَوْلًا يُخَالِفُ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وخبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فاتركوا قولي. If I say a statement that is in opposition to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger, then leave my statement alone. These are statements of the Imam Abu Hanifa as collected and as discussed and as reviewed and as passed on and as used as advice for the followers of the Hanafi madhab in the books of Hanafi fiqh throughout history. Brothers in Islam, if you are a Hanafi, then follow Abu Hanifa, his foundations, his usul. If you are a Maliki, then listen to this. Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the Imam of Darul Hijrah, he was teaching the people how to make wudu. And they asked him about taking the finger and going between the toes. And he said, rahimahullah, it's not essential, it's not part of the wudu. Laysa alayhi. It's not on him to do that. In the gathering was Abdullah ibn Wahb ibn Muslim, al-Imam al-Hafiz, another great scholar who was counted as one of the students of an Imam Malik, who later went on to become a very prominent Imam, known as Ibn Wahb. He's the Ibn Wahb. Came to Imam Malik. And he said, some sunnah has come to me regarding this. And he narrated with his chain, back to Uqba ibn Amr, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَوَضَّأْتَ خَلِّ الْأَصَابِعَ رِجْلَيْكِ. When you make wudu, take a finger and go between the toes. Afterwards, al-Imam Malik, whenever he was asked about تَخْلِيلُ الْأَصَابِعَ, going between the toes with the finger during wudu, he would say, it's a must. And it's part of the wudu. Why? Was he self-contradictory? Was he an ignorant person that didn't know the sunnah? Or was he devout and sincere? And whenever a narration would come to him in contradiction to what he would say before, he would easily, simply, with a clean heart and a love to follow the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simply embrace the teaching of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not think about, but for 20 years I gave this opinion, or for such and such amount of time, or my teachers taught me. Nothing. If it comes from the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's our deen and nothing else. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد. Regarding that event when an Imam Malik was approached with that hadith he didn't know, and he began thereafter to teach according to the hadith, he said regarding that, مَا سَمِعْتُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ قَدْ إِلَى الْآنِ, I have not heard that hadith ever up until right now. The reality is, the Imams of Ahl Sunnah, not one of them collected every single statement and every single Sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they would acknowledge that. And they would live by that. And they taught their true followers this understanding. If you are a Maliki and you ascribe to the teachings of Al-Imam Malik, then he said, لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ بَعْدَ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illa yu'khadhu min qawlihi wa yutrak. There's no one after the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, except that his statements are taken and rejected. He said, rahimahullah, innama ana basharun ukhti'u wa usib. Imam Malik said, I'm a human being, I make mistakes and I get it right. Fanzuru fi ra'i, look into my opinions. فَكُلُّ مَا وَافَقَ الْكِتَابَ وَالسُّنَّةَ فَخُذُوهُ, everything in accordance to the book and the sunnah, take it. وَكُلَّ مَا لَمْ يُوَافِقَ الْكِتَابَ وَالسُّنَّةَ فَتْرُكُوهُ, everything in contradiction to the book and the sunnah, leave it alone. Go to Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, رحمه الله تعالى, the great imam. He died in the year 204. The student of al-Imam Malik, upon the foundations of al-Imam Malik and the Imams of Ahl Sunnah, he said, أَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ اسْتَبَانَ لَهُ سُنَّةٌ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. All of the Muslims have total consensus, agreement, no differing on this issue, that whoever has had the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, become clear to him. He understands what the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَمْ يَحِلَّ لَهُ أَنْ يَدَعَهَا لِقَوْلِ أَحَدٍ, it's not permissible for him to leave that for the statement of anyone. And he said, rahimahullah, Imam al-Shafi'i said, if you call yourself al-Shafi'i, then follow the foundations of al-Imam al-Shafi'i, إِذَا صَحَ الْحَدِيثُ فَهُوَ مَذْهَبِي. If the hadith is authentic, then it's my madhab, it's my position. The same statement as Abu Hanifa rahimahum Allah. He said, rahimahullah, kullu hadithin an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every hadith from the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, fa huwa qawli, that's my position. Wa in lam tasma'uhu minni, even if you've never heard that opinion expressed by me. This was mentioned by Al-Hafidh al-Nawawi, and it was mentioned by other scholars as well. And al-Nawawi himself, a great scholar of the Shafi'i madhab, widely recognized, one of the greatest of the Shafi'i madhab, he would go through issues and he would contradict al-Imam al-Shafi'i and the greatest of the earlier Imams of the madhab in order to follow the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hafidh al-Bayhaqi, one of the earlier scholars before al-Nawawi, known to be one of the greatest Shafi'i scholars, he would quote this narration, that if you hear a hadith, the meaning of it is an opinion that I have never expressed, then that's my opinion and that's my position. Al-Hafidh al-Bayhaqi would say, this is the madhab of a Shafi'i, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, even though the Imam didn't know this hadith and didn't speak with this opinion. He would say in his conclusion of his study that this is the position of a Shafi'i. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, if you are a Shafi'i, you are upon this foundation. Kullu mas'ala sahha fiha an Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single issue that comes up, and there is something authentic from the Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. In the Ahl al-Naqal, according to the scholars of the transmission of reports, the scholars of hadith, بِخِلَافِ مَا قُلْتُ, and it's in opposition to what I have given as an opinion, فَأَنَا رَاجِعٌ عَنْهَا فِي حَيَاتِي وَبَعْدَ مَوْتِي, then I retract it in my lifetime and as well after my death. Meaning, however long after my death you find my opinion to contradict the hadith, then you take the hadith and you oppose my previous position. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal likewise, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, لَا تُقَلِّدْنِي, do not blindly follow me. وَلَا تُقَلِّدْ مَالِكًا وَلَا الشَّافِعِي وَلَا الْأَوْزَاعِي وَلَا الثَّوْرِي, and don't blindly follow Shafi'i, not Auza'i, and not Thawri. وَخُذْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخَذُوهُ, but rather take from where they took from. Mentioned by Ibn al-Qayyim in some of his books. And al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, مَنْ رَدَّ حَدِيثَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever has rejected a hadith of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, فَهُوَ عَلَى شَفَى هَلَكَ, he's on the brink of destruction. Why? Because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ, whoever contradicts the Messenger after the guidance has been conveyed to him clearly, وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and he follows a way other than the way of the believers, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّىٰ, we will entrust him to that which he has turned to, وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا, and we will enter him into the hellfire, and what a terrible abode. Some people say, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِخْتِلَافُ أُمَّتِ رَحْمَةً, the differing of my ummah is a mercy. Why do you bring a khutbah like this? We should be differing, and we should all be different in how we worship Allah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the differing of my ummah is a mercy. We say what the scholars of hadith have said. Do not oppose the book of Allah with the clear ayat that you have heard. Do not oppose the foundations of those imams that you claim to follow. That narration is not from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Weak in its chain of transmission and absolutely contradictory to the foundations of this religion. In fact, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ, they'll go on differing with no end, except for the one whom Allah has mercy upon. You understand from the book of Allah that the mercy of Allah covers the one who unites with his brother upon the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when people differ about the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are deprived, mahrumun. They don't have the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. O Allah, bring our hearts together. Wa aslih lana a'malana wa aqwalana. And correct for us our actions and our statements. Wa arina al-haqqa haqqan. Wa rzuqna tiba'ahu. And show us the truth as truth and give us the ability to follow it. And show us falsehood for what it is as falsehood. And grant us the ability to shun it. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.